Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
Wait, we're starting?
Hang on.
Do you like jokes?
Join the crowd. Made up stories
make us proud. Farts and rainbows are allowed, but
what? Don't break the rules.
Oh, no. We're starting weird.
We're ending strong.
We make it up as we go along. And hey, I mean, what could go wrong?
Actually, a lot.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Don't break the rules.
Don't break the rules.
Don't break the rules.
Don't break the rules.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Break the Rules. I'm Carly C., and I'm in the recording studio with four amazing voice actors. In fact, you've probably heard them before on all your favorite cartoons.
Hello!
Greetings!
They're going to be making up stories and characters on the spot. No rehearsal, no preparation.
Wait, no script?
I'm getting nervous.
And I'll be judging as we go to find our champion for this episode. Let's meet these actors and get them into character.
Get into character.
Let's start it off with Chris Knowings.
Hey, happy to be here, Carly.
Ooh, happy to have you. So, Chris, all the characters and story ideas on this show are created by kids. Go ahead and rip open your envelope to see what character kids have chosen for you to play in this episode.
Okay, let's get the ripping. And get the ripping. And see what we have here. Biggest turkey ever. Okay, so, let's see. He's a friendly turkey. Easygoing turkey. Gobble, gobble, but not too much gobble. Yeah, so he's kind of like around here, relaxed, like, hey, I'm totally a turkey.
Are you ready for your interview?
I kind of am, yeah.
All right, then. Will you tell us what is your name?
I am Bartholomew, the biggest turkey ever.
Fantastic to meet you, Bartholomew, and tell us one thing about yourself.
Well, I love tacos, I love nachos, I love anything that ends in the word O, so...
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
And hey, what's that thing you always say? What's your catchphrase?
Gobble, gobble, baby!
Classic. Nice to meet you, Bartholomew, the biggest turkey ever. Moving on to Stacia Newcomb.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, so glad you're here.
Me too.
Now pick up your envelope
okay.
And reveal what character the kids have chosen for you.
I'm so excited. Okay, here we go. This is an inventor who makes wacky cleaning products, like a dog poop eating shoe and tires that spit out dirt.
Juicy character description.
Yes, it is. I think an inventor is probably a sort of a scientist, right? So very much a thinker. So maybe would speak very specifically, and very busy, very smart and on the nose, and doesn't have time for joking around, thinking, making things, wacky things.
Are you ready for your interview?
I'm very ready.
All right, then. Will you tell us, what is your name?
Celeste.
All right, Celeste, and tell us something about yourself.
Well, you should know, I like to make inventions, things that are practical, but at the same time, others think they're wacky.
Fantastic. And what's the thing you always say, your catchphrase?
Shazam!
All right then, Celeste, the inventor who makes wacky cleaning products, it's nice to meet you. And now, presenting... Julian Rebelletto.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Rip that envelope open and see what character the kids have chosen. You got it.
I am a mischievous baker. A mischievous baker. Someone who's very mischievous. Maybe you ordered a croissant, but he's going to make you a biscuit. Perhaps you wanted a scone, but instead... I might make you
a cookie.
Are you ready for your interview?
Oh, I'm so ready.
All right, then, tell the world, what's your name?
My name is Jedediah, the mischievous baker.
Tell us something about yourself.
Well, clearly I love to bake, but I like to bake mischievously.
All right, and what's that thing you always say, your catchphrase?
More butter!
Excellent. Jedediah, the mischievous baker, it's nice to meet you.
Good to be here.
And last but not least, Melissa Vanderscape.
Hi, Carly. I'm so excited to be here.
Ooh, we are happy to have you. Now get into that envelope and see what character you're going to be today.
Okay, can't wait. Here we go. Ripping it open. Okay. Oh, boy. There's a piece of paper in here, and it says... Spy Baby.
Okay, so I'm a baby, so I gotta talk like this because I'm really a baby, and I like to, like, watch people... And I have little tiny baby binoculars.
Are you ready for your interview? Okay, then, spy baby. Tell us, what is your name?
My name is Samantha.
Nice to meet you, Samantha. And tell us something about yourself.
I like to drool.
Excellent. And what's that thing you always say?
I always say, ha-ba-ba-ba-da-ga-ba-ba-dee-do.
Of course you do. Nice to meet you, Samantha the Spy Baby.
Nice to meet you, Bob Acker.
I cannot wait to hear these characters in action. But first, the show is called Don't Break the Rules, so let me remind you of the rules.
The rules.
Rule number one, be your character. Talk like them, think like them, and act like them. And you have to call everybody else by their character names. Give them an example, Bartholomew, the biggest turkey ever, and Celeste, the wacky inventor.
My pleasure.
Well, hello there. I am Bartholomew, the biggest turkey ever.
You are indeed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was just recognizing you wear very, extremely large turkey feathers, and I could use those in one of my fancy sweeper-upper things. Mind if I take one of these?
Help yourself. I got plenty. Gobble.
Zoink!
Rule number two. Whatever another player adds to the story, you gotta go with it, and you gotta make it work in the story. Show them how it's done, Jedediah, the mischievous baker, and Samantha, the spy baby.
Oh, hello there, little adorable Samantha. Did you enjoy your lunch?
Yes, I love my lunch.
You seem a bit gassy. Perhaps you should burp.
Yes, I gotta burp. It turns me invisible when I do that.
Where did you go? Where is she?
I'm over here, Gubba-da-dubba.
Oh, there you are.
Rule number three is that you can't say the gotcha word. That's a kid-chosen word that only the listeners and I know. All right, listeners, I'm going to tell it just to you.
The gotcha word.
The gotcha word today is cupcake. If any of the players say the word cupcake, they'll be out.
Now, if any of our players break the rules, including saying that sneaky gotcha word, you'll hear this buzzer, and they'll be out. Now that our players know the rules, there's only one thing left to do. It's time to compete.
Round one.
For round one, we're going to play Never-Ending Story. Now let me get a kid's suggestion for the story from the kid's suggestion jar. Excuse me, please. The suggestion is a Mega Marble. So for this game, I'm going to call each character's name, and as I do, they have to add themselves to the story without stumbling and without ending the story. So, to recap our characters, we have Bartholomew, the biggest turkey ever.
Gobble, gobble, baby!
We've got Celeste, the wacky cleaning product inventor.
Shazam!
We've got Jedediah, the mischievous baker.
More butter.
And Samantha, the spy baby. And you are all going to have 2 to 3 minutes to make up a never-ending story about a mega marble. So starting with you, Jedediah, the mischievous baker, begin!
This is going to be the greatest creation of my career. A large mega marble, marbleized in chocolate and vanilla. Kind of a black and white. It will be delicious. It will be my greatest creation. But it won't be a marble and it won't be round. It will be square, so it won't roll.
Enter Samantha the Spy Baby.
Oh, I can see the Jedediah. He's a bad, bad man. He's trying to do something with the marbles, but that's not a marble. Oh, I can see it with my binoculars.
Enter Bartholomew the Biggest Turkey Ever.
Whoa, that marble's bigger than that baby. What if the marble had a baby?
Ooh, Bartholomew, it's actually not a marble anymore. Jedediah, the mischievous baker, turned it into a square, remember?
Kinda, yeah.
Remember the rules. You gotta go with whatever another character adds. So unfortunately, Bartholomew, you are out.
Gobble, gobble, baby!
Round two.
All right, let's get into round two. Let me grab another story idea from the kids' suggestion jar. And... players, your new story will be about wild bananas. Begin!
Well, let's see. I'd like to invent something with all of these banana peels. I eat at least 3 bananas a day. So, what shall I invent? Oh, you know, I think a self-cleaning banana peel... No, I know. What if the banana peels cleaned up this other stuff I have around?
Enter Jedediah the Mischievous Baker.
Do you know what these bananas need? They need more butter! But what I'm going to do is add butter and make them think it's sugar, but I'll replace the sugar with salt because no one can tell the difference!
Enter Spy Baby.
I could turn my diapers into a helicopter, so now I'm looking at what they're doing, and they're doing something with wild bananas. I don't like bananas because it makes me go in my diaper a lot. Hey, you, Celeste. What are you doing? I can spy on you.
Well, I'm trying to make something good, but he came in. Jebediah.
Ooh, Celeste. His name is Jedediah, not
Jedediah. Darn!
So I'm sorry you will not be advancing to the championship, but what that means is Jedediah and Samantha, you will be advancing to the championship.
Oh, my...
That's bananas.
Championship round.
For our championship game, we're going to be making up a country western song. So let me get the idea for our song from the kids' suggestion jar. Hold, please. Birthday parties. That's a great idea. So this can be any kind of birthday party, yours, someone else's, one with a clown, whatever. But you're going to be making it country western, and it must rhyme. Good luck to you both. Samantha the Spy Baby, take it away.
Oh yeah, today is my birthday, and I will not lie. I am a baby, yes, but I'm also a spy. At my party, I will crawl around and look at kids drool, 'cause everybody in their own way is cool. Gaga-boo-da-boo.
Wow, Samantha the Spy Baby, there were rhymes and a nice message. All right, Jedediah the Mischievous Baker, take it away.
On my birthday, I love to bake. I'm a mischievous baker who likes to bake a cake. My heart's all to flutter. I can't wait to make that cake for you. It's going to be delicious. I hope that you like it, too.
Ooh.
It did rhyme.
That was really good.
I thought so also, Samantha the Spy Baby. I think that both of those songs rhymed. So this means no one broke a rule. We're going to have to do a sound off.
Sound off.
So stay in your characters, please, and sing a super high note. Samantha the Spy Baby, go.
It was so high that only dogs could hear it.
Wow. Jedediah the Mischievous Baker, go.
I don't think I can be more mischievous than that, baby.
All right. I gotta call it. It's Jedediah the Mischievous Baker, played by Julian. You are our champion today.
No. Congratulations, Baker guy.
Thank you, cute Samantha baby.
Oh, I want to reveal this episode's gotcha word. Mm-hmm. It was cupcake.
What?
And nobody said it.
How did I not say cupcake?
You got close.
I did. I said cake many times.
I
said never cup.
Never the cup, but always the cake. And now, because you played so well today, you get to pick a sound explosion that's a never-before-heard sound that comes right from your brain.
Oh, my, from my brain.
Anything you want. Invent it.
My brain is telling me a bald eagle flying and dropping a large water balloon on top of a porcupine.
All right, here it is, the sound of a bald eagle flying and dropping a water balloon on a porcupine.
Sound explosion.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Incredible. It's exactly the way I heard it in my head.
Fantastic. Julian, a.k.a. Jedediah the Mischievous Baker, as our champion, you get to pick your favorite character to read the credits.
Oh, well, that'll be very easy. She's so cute and adorable. Samantha Spy Baby, would you do us the honor?
Oh, that'd be a little bit of a...
After her nap.
I think that's a yes. I'm Carly C., and thanks for joining us for this episode of Don't Break the Rules. And now, here's Samantha the Spy Baby with our credits.
Don't Break the Rules is a Pinna original production created and executive produced by Holly Gregory. Produced by Sean Cannon and Julian Rebelletto of Hyperbolic Creative. Hosted by Carly Siraki. The players in this episode were Chris Knowings, Stacia Newcomb, Julian Rebelletto, and Melissa Vanderscaife. Original music was scored live by Jack Mitchell, and our theme song is by Peter Lurie. Audio production by Dan Walsh and Chris Camilleri. We're gonna nap now.
Don't break the rules!
Don't break the rules!
Don't break the rules!
Don't break the rules!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.